Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode. On my street, there's like a proper like British red post box. You know, like they're very kind of like, if you're from outside the UK, people often like, think is very quintessentially British to see a
beautiful, beautiful British red postbox.
So beautiful, we're proud. It's one of those British. Where it's got like ER written on it and stuff. You know, the proper red postbox. But I saw this really elderly Asian bloke. He took about 10 photos of the postbox. He took loads and loads and loads of it. And then two seagulls came gunning it down the street, like squawking at each other, and like one of them tried to bite the other one. And he stopped and he went to Gog. He went, "Oi." And he took about 10 photos of the seagull. He was like, "What the fuck?" He's just like following it around. And he stopped in the street and he looked really cool. He had like a really nice tracksuit on. He had cool like things. He got down really low and he's just taking this photo of this seagull. Like, "Hi." Okay.
Looked really cool. Laugh. Not world weary enough though to know a post box or a couple of gulls fucking fighting.
It's so funny. Like, it's like he come to Britain to see seagulls and the red post box, and in one foul swoop he got them both.
Went home and they're like, "How was it?" "It was fucking amazing. I saw everything I wanted to see." Ticked it all off the list.
Yeah, if it did make me laugh, like, because especially my street isn't the prettiest street in the world, so having someone come and like take photos on it for that really did tickle me.
I've got two. I know this is my very natural way of presenting things. I got two things to tell you, right? Yeah. Well, they've just come to light.
Well, even that's a better way of saying it. I've got two things to tell you, rather than saying I've two anecdotes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got two things to tell you, and they've just come to light. One was just then we just recorded the last episode, and we just had a little pee break and everything, right?
Pee break is disgusting.
I was having a little slash, and I got a text from Amy, and it was a meme of some kind, right? And it started off, I knew what it was as soon as it started. It was like a sad voice with like, you know, like a melancholy like piano number. And there was like a little golden retriever, same dog as I've got. And it was like, "The day will come where you don't mind the hairs bunching under the fucking sofas, blah blah blah," right? And I was like, I know what that's gonna be. It's gonna be a really sad thing about when your dog dies, you're not gonna miss all the things that you know, right? So I stopped it, and as soon as I stopped it and the sound stopped, I just heard downstairs. So I went downstairs, I went, "You watched it, haven't you?" And she was like, "Yeah," and she was bawling her eyes out, and she was like cuddling the dog, you know, going, "Oh god," like, you know, he's 3 years old. You know, well, I said, and she was just crying, and I went, "You watched the video, didn't you?" She was like, "Yeah." And then I said, "Do you mind if I share this on the pod?" She was like, "Do what you like."
We'll all be dead soon anyway.
Life is temporary.
My brother-in-law is a bit like, he's not always the most emotionally intelligent person. He's really, really nice, but sometimes a bit like, just not the most emotionally intelligent. And he went, so my niece loves my dog. So I took Bo up to see my niece for the weekend, and my niece was like walking her and stuff and like desperate for the parents to get one. And my brother went, "So how long will it live till he's dead?"
Oh, God.
I said, imagine I said that to your child. I went, "How long to your kids? What's your life expectancy with your kids?" And I said, "I know Bo's not my child, but we're not having kids. So all of a sudden, she is as close to a child as we'll get." And I just thought, what a mad thing to say to him. How long is that thing you love's dead?
Yeah. When you think about that for a second. Yeah.
I said to him, I was like, "Tim, you are not great at talking to humans, are you?"
No. No, so that was my first one, right? And then, if you didn't know, and then the second one, this, you'll love this one because it's just come to light, right? Yeah. Because me and you, we are not big fans of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, are we?
No, if there's some anti-Dwayne stuff.
Mate, listen to this ghost. This, fucking sit yourself down, right?
Oh, I'm actually excited.
Do you know this little bit of internet gossip that was going around recently? Rebecca Ferguson, right? She was on the sort of promo trail. you'd know her to see her. She's in like Mission, the latest Mission Impossible movies. She's in loads of stuff.
Rebecca Ferguson.
I think she's Swedish.
I've just googled her. I don't know her, but
she was in Dune, right? Dune Part 1 and 2. And she was doing the press tour for that. And in one of these interviews, they were saying, oh, how is it working with these guys? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and it was, oh, it was amazing. He said, because some people, you know, you work with and they're awful. I remember one person, and she goes on this tirade. I'll link you the interview later. And she says about how horrible this person was, right? And it set off this reaction in the internet that was like, who is this person she's talking about? Yeah. I wonder. It's only gone and bloody come out. It was Dwayne, wasn't it? It was fucking Big D himself,
right?
It's
so
right?
obvious because he's too nice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've said it for years, mate. We're this bravado of I'm such a chummy, pally bloke. It's like, it's got to hide like some shit behavior. And then, so this article I was reading about it, it then goes on about, did you know Amazon had this this film slated to come out last Christmas? And it was meant to be like a big franchise film, right? It's called Red One or something. And it was him, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, right? Like big cast and all that, bit of budget behind it. And it's been delayed now till this Christmas or November because, and now it's all come out, that's because of The Rock's like unprofessionalism. He was like arriving like 8 hours late to set. And he was like, instead of going to the toilet on set then, because he was late, he was pissing in bottles and expecting like his PA to get rid of it. And things like this. So I was reading it. I was just reading it on the when I was having a piss then, and I was like, "Oh, Frank, I fucking love this," because I was sent in one of my other groups, and so I had to relay it. I haven't read the full article yet, but so I've just
I've done finding. Lots of it is saying that he's come out defending her, saying, "Yeah, I want to find out who." It says something like Dwayne The Rock Johnson defends Rebecca Ferguson after she refused to work with an idiot co-star. Dwayne offered his support to actress, saying he would love to find out who the absolute idiot was who shouted at her.
Oh, and maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't official news that was him. Maybe it was this speculation. Given what this is. Ah, right. I don't know. I'll forward the link on to you now. Right.
Yeah. Don't let me down because I want the world to know he can't be a good person.
Can't be trusted. Yeah. I'll forward the link on to you now. So I haven't read it all, but the way it got sent over, and the boy who sent it to me said, "Dwayne's the one that Rebecca Ferguson was on about." With a shit co-star, and then it's been like we've just been going back and forth. Like, yeah, you can't be that much of a fucking like the bravado and shit without being a knob.
Yeah. Well.
So anyone who loves The Rock, soz, but we just don't. I don't buy it
because for me, it's all the humble bragging. It's like, oh god, it's so tough winning the People's Choice Award 6 times in a row. But it's not for me. It's for you guys. It's like, oh, shut up. It's not
Did
hard.
Did you see that? One recently,
just be
he was
proud
like,
that you've won it.
He was like,
you have to make it.
All right, guys, everything's been asking for. We're going to In-N-Out Burger. First time In-N-Out Burger. Can't wait. It's going to be great. And it, like someone posted, you did this like 3 years ago, and they posted the video that was still on his Instagram, and it was like first time go to In-N-Out Burger, and it's like it's just
it's that other one where he's like
disingenuous.
Oh man, I had $7 in my pocket, $7, and here I am. This is the convenience store I used to rob from. It's like, oh, chill out, mate. Yes, you've done an amazing thing. It's so like it's not our sentiment, is it? Like he's the king of the humble brag. He's like, my feet hurt so much from being on the red carpet all day and helping so many. Whereas like John Cena is quite charming with his stuff, where he's like done the most ever
Make a Wish. Someone who is actually genuinely humble. Look at like someone like Cillian Murphy, who's like, you know, he won an Oscar for fucking Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'd say I'd say he's not even humble. He's miserable.
He actually has disdain for the industry.
I don't mean he has to be like that, but I just think I just find it quite unauthentic for him to pretend to be this incredibly upbeat, happy person. Be that kind of famous and rich, and you have to be crazy ruthless and quite sociopathic to, you know,
you can't get that level of success, can you, without being a little bit fucking like, I'll step on someone.
And I don't know, I just find it disingenuous and slightly unnerving. Yeah. I think really he must be a bit of a
like
maniac.
When, you know, it's like Young Rock and he's like, I just took a break from my phone call where I was told that we were the highest rated show on a Tuesday on the Equinox.
Between 6 you know? And 5. Yeah, 5 and 6. Like,
in the Chinese year of the pig, you know, so...